I'm Peter McQueen and I'm playing Sorin.
So it's the first day of rehearsals today. What's going through your mind?
Well, it's a mix of things. It's always quite exciting to come to a new job and meet some new people and then listen to the play. You've been reading it on your own, but to hear all the different voices bring it off the page is always quite exciting.
Fantastic. Now then, and you are?
Sophie Robinson, and I'm playing Nina.
Now then, what are your emotions?
Well, first and foremost, obviously excitement, because it's great, and this is a great gig, so it's all very exciting, but yeah, pretty daunting.
This is a new adaptation of a classic play. How familiar are you with the original?
Pretty familiar with it, because I went to drama school, and it's kind of one of those set texts, and we all study Chekhov, and everyone in the year wants to play Nina, but I did The Cherry Orchard. So yeah, I know it well.
Now, what can audiences expect from their visit to the Lowry to see the Lowry Theatre production of The Seagull?
Well, I think this is a brilliant adaptation of it. I think it throws new light on it and kind of opens it up in a way that maybe the traditional text doesn't, especially for Nina. Kind of her story suddenly becomes very real and very kind of honest. And as an actress, I obviously get it.
What's interesting for me is reading and then hearing this new adaptation, because I do think without overdoing it, it does modernise it and make it a lot more accessible to an audience than maybe some of the adaptations of the past. I think it brings out the humour in the characters, and one thing that both actors and audiences and sometimes directors do often forget is that Chekhov did write comedies. And that can get lost sometimes. But I think that this adaptation makes the characters and their problems more accessible to a modern audience. And I hope that it will be, therefore, an evening of humour, but also will be quite moving. And I think it will be relevant to a lot of people and how they lead their lives today.
Peter McQueen, Sophie Robinson, thank you very much.